The name of Hudson Taylor is familiar to most Christians today. Founder of the China Inland Mission, he became one of the best known Christian missionaries. However, his beginnings in the Christian life were somewhat unusual. At the age of 17, he had an interest in the Bible, but no personal faith in Jesus Christ. One day he found a leaflet lying around his parents' house and he read it. The booklet was entitled The Finished Work of Christ. It was an expression with which the teenager was familiar, as he had heard it often at church, but it was of no great significance to him. As he continued to read the leaflet, the powerful meaning of the expression began to grow on him. He read of the death of Jesus Christ on a cross outside the city of Jerusalem, and this event had taken place many centuries before. While he was on the cross, Jesus made 7 statements, and the 6th of these was simply one word, finished. This means that the work which God had given him to do was now completed. A work whereby Christ died for others, for sinners. We do not need to do anything to know forgiveness of sins. Christ has done it all, and we simply trust him as our Saviour and accept the forgiveness which is freely available to all. It was too good an offer to decline, and Hudson Taylor accepted it with both hands and trusted in the finished work of Christ. An old hymn which I was taught in primary school sums it up well. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood.